We're doing Eretz HaTzvi Siman Zayin. Eretz HaTzvi Siman Zayin, we're not going to do the whole thing, but we'll get started. The title is Begeder Bein HaShmashos Tetchila Shabbos, but we're going to start with an Erevin related topic, and most Erevin related topics are also Sukkah related topics, because, Dinei Mechitzos and such are, the major overlap between Masechta Sukkah and Masechta Erevin. But we start with the Rambam. The Rambam, the 14th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, writes as follows. The Rambam defines the Dalet Reshuyos of Shabbos. What are the Dalet Reshuyos of Shabbos? So, the major Reshuyos are? Karmelis. I wouldn't have said that first. I would have said Rishus Yachin, Rishus Harabim, Karmelis, and Makom Patur. Right? Now, the halach is one is not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, for Amos within a Rosh Hasharabim. Karmelis is midrabanan, that you're not allowed to carry four Amos in a Karmelis or from a Karmelis to either one of the other Rishiyos, and Makom Patur is Mutur, right? That's why it's called Makom Patur. So the Rambam says, how do you define a Rosh Hashanah? Makom Shehu Mukaf Dalad Mechitzos. Suddenly a place that has four Mechitzos around it, that makes it a Rishos Hayachid. We're going to see in Masech HaSukkah that what we consider a Mechitza for Shabbos may have an effect on what we're going to consider a Mechitza for Sukkah, at least on the Shabbos of Sukkot, and vice versa. So it's considered a place as Mukav Dalid Mechitzos. What is a Karmelis, says the Rambam, a little bit further on in Halacha Dalid? Mokum Shemukav Shalosh Mechitzos. If it has three Mechitzos, then it's enough for it to be called a Karmelis. So the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah both point out that even a place that only has three mechitzos on a Doraisa level is a Rosh Hashanah. Karmelis is only on a Derabanan level. On a Doraisa level, having three mechitzos is enough to make it a Rosh Hashanah. Midrabanan, it's a Karmelis. Question is, and this is the Chakira that the Achronim have, what exactly did the Rabbanan do? What are the mechanics of this Isser that the Rabbanan made, that if it has only three mechitzos, you're not allowed to treat it as a Rosh Hashanah, that it's also to carry there? There are two possibilities. One possibility is that midrabanan, it is no longer Rosh Hashanah. It now has the status of a Karmelis. It is fundamentally not a Rosh Hashanah anymore. The other possibility is, no, it still is a Rosh Hashanah. It's still fundamentally Rosh Hashanah. However, since it's wide open on one side, it's Nifratz L'makom Ma'asulo, it's wide open to an area that you're not allowed to carry to, that's why they made a din that you're not allowed to carry within it, even though it's a Rosh Hashanah, because we're afraid when it's wide open on one side, you're going to come to carry right out of it. What's enough, Kamina, whether you say that it's considered a Karmelis Midrabanan, or it's considered a real Rosh Hashanah that just happens to be wide open to one side, nafkamina would be, what if on that fourth side that it's wide open to, it's not a Rosh Hashanah on that side, it's a Makom Patur on that side. It's a Makom Patur out there. So if you hold that fundamentally the Rabbanan turned this area that's surrounded by three mechitzos into a Karmelis, you're not allowed to carry in it because it's a Karmelis. Can't carry in a Karmelis. But if you all know, it's really fundamentally a Rosh Hashanah. What's the whole concern that you're going to come to do what? No, that you're going to come to what? You're going to come to carry out into the area that's adjacent to it. Yeah, but if the area that's adjacent to it is a Makom Patur, no problem. Right? That would be the nafkamina between these two understandings. Says Rav Shechter, the idea that it is fundamentally still a Rosh Hashanah, and that the whole concern is that you might come to carry to the Makom, because it's Nifratz, the Makom Asla, because it's open on that fourth side, he thinks, Bipshuto Ze'eno, that this is not correct. Why? Because there is a Gemara in Erevin of Tzadi Gimlam Beis, where the Gemara talks about, you have a wall between Shtei Chatzeros. I think we even spoke about this year. You have a wall between two Chatzeros. The two Chatzeros did not make an Erev with each other. No, didn't we talk about this case? And what happens in the middle of Shabbos? No, anyone remember? Did we talk about this? The wall falls down, right? The wall falls down in the middle of Shabbos. There's no Erev between the two Chatzeros. So Rav says, now you can't carry in either of the Chatzeros. You're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos, because each of the Chatzeros is Nifratz L'makom HaAsula, is now wide open to an area that's Asur to it. But Shmuel says, That each chatzar can still carry within itself up until where the mechitza used to be. Why? Because there's such a notion, whole of a hutra hutra. When Shabbos started, you were allowed to carry in that chatzar because it had a wall. So now that the wall came down, in the middle of Shabbos, says Shmuel, you're still allowed to carry in that chatzar. How do we paskin? Normally, hilchsuk rab b'yisuri, but not here. We paskin like Shmuel, you're allowed to carry in that chatzar because hol v'hutra hutra. That's case number one. Case number two. Mishnah Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph in Erevin talks about you have a mavui, so you have this alleyway that's closed in three sides. So how are you matir carrying in a mavui? You have to put a lechi or a korah on the fourth side. We've discussed this as well. You put either a pole on the side or a beam across the top on the fourth side. Halacha is, what happens if in the middle of Shabbos the beam falls down? The lechi falls down, the korah falls down. Now the fourth side is wide open. So, says the Mishnah, you're allowed to carry, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to carry that Shabbos, but for future Shabbosos, you're going to have to fix it. The rest of that Shabbos, you're good. Future Shabbosos, you're going to need to fix it. Good, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, and he says, Im mutarim lo'osu Shabbos, mutarim lo'osu lavo. Im asurim lo'osu lavo, asurim lo'osu Shabbos. There's no splitting, oh, this Shabbos, we'll let it go, it's okay, but for next Shabbos, it's not okay, make sure you fix it. No, if it's good this Shabbos, it's good forever. If it's bad this Shabbos, it's bad forever. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Again, the Mavoi was fixed, it had a beam, it had a lechi, but then it fell down in the middle of Shabbos. So what does Rabbi Yossi say? La Lacha. He says, whatever it is, it's got to be the same halacha this Shabbos as it's going to be next Shabbos. So what is it? What is that? The Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Yossi, you told me in theory that if it's good this Shabbos, it's going to be good forever. And if it's bad forever, it's bad this Shabbos. But what do you really hold? Is it good forever or is it bad forever? So the Gemara, Tzadi Yehem and Alv, raises that question. Rabbi Yossi, lesser or lahatir? Amr of Sheshes, lesser. V'chein of Rabbi Yochan, lesser. V'tani nami hachi, we have brises that support that Rabbi Yossi is trying to say that it's usur even on this Shabbos. Now, let's think about this for a second. What did we just say? In the case of the chatzar that had a wall in between, so it was mutter to carry on either side. And then the wall caved in. We paskin like Shmuel that you're allowed to do what? You're allowed to still carry in each chatzar, even though the wall came down. Yet when it comes to the mavui, that has the kura on the korah or the lechi on the fourth side, and it comes down, what's Rabbi Yossi telling me? Lesser. You're not allowed to carry next Shabbos, but you're also not allowed to carry this Shabbos. And we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We don't say, hol v'hutra hutra, that since at the beginning of Shabbos, you were allowed to carry that mavi, so now you're allowed to carry that mavi as well. What's the difference between those two cases? Why is it by the chatzer, that had the two chatzeres that had the wall in between and falls down, we say, good, it was mutter to carry when Shabbos started, so keep on carrying. Whereas when it comes to the mavi, it's not okay. The Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Tosaf there explains the chiluk, because this is obviously something we shouldn't are going to deal with. That you know why Rabbi Yossi was machmir, because you don't have mechitzos, meaning this whole idea of hol v'hutra hutra, that since it was mutter when Shabbos started, it can continue to be mutter, is only when you have a place that is still a reshus hayachid. It's just for some reason you're not allowed to carry them. But when, let's say, all the mechitzos come down, like in middle of Times Square, you build yourself a hut that has four mechitzos around it. You build yourself a reshus yachid, and a wind comes and blows it all away. All the mechitzos are down. So would you ever say that area is now that hut that you built, that spot that the hut was on, is now still a reshus yachid? Of course it's not. There's nothing there. There are no walls. If all the mechitzos come down, it loses the status of Rishus HaYachid. You can't say, hold the Hutra, Hutra, oh, when Shabbos started, it was Rishus HaYachid. So if a Korah or a Lefi falls down, it's no longer Rishus HaYachid, the Mechitzas fell down. Whereas by a Chatzer, where the wall between two Chatzeros fell down, it's still Rishus HaYachid, it's just a Rishus HaYachid with an Isser Tiltil. So says Rav Shachter, think about this for a second. What did Tosfos just tell us? That if you have a mavoi that has three walls, on the fourth side, you had a lech yirakora. If that lech yirakora comes down, Tosfos just told us, that's as if all the walls blew away. It's not a rishus hayachid anymore. Ooh, that means that when there are three mechitzos, it's not that it's a rishus hayachid that's just nifratz l'makom ha'asula. Midrabanan, we view it as a rishus hayachid that's just open to an area that's asur. No, it means that it's pashut not a rishus hayachid anymore. That if it only has three mechitzos, it has a din of a karmis. He says that might even be the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the way Shmuel understands it. That everyone holds hol v'hutra b'rishus yachid. When there's a rishus yachid that has an isra tiltul, hol v'hutra hutra, if Shabbos started and it was mutter, it remains mutter. And everyone agrees that if a place was a rishus yachid and all the mechitzos fell down and it loses the status of rishus yachid, no one would say hol v'hutra hutra. The whole argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the whole machlokas tanoim in the first place, is when a fourth wall blows away, what just happened? Did we lose the status of Rishus HaYachid entirely? Or is it still Rishus HaYachid, but it just has an Isra Tiltul? If you hold it still Rishus HaYachid, it just has an Isra Tiltul, well, when Shabbos started, it was mutter to carry there, so mele, you're still allowed to carry there. But if you hold, no, we just blew away the whole status of Rishus HaYachid. The whole notion of Rishus HaYachid just went away, so then you're not going to say, hol v'hutra hutra. That's what would turn out as the actual machlokas. Now comes along of Shechter and says, if you look in the Magen Avraham, it's in Shin Samach Gimel Sivkat Lamed Aleph, he quotes from the Sefer Knesset HaGedola, who quotes in turn from a Tshuvas Ma'arit, that in Constantina, apparently the city was made where on one side, or exists, where on one side it's completely borders the sea. And many places, or at least on one side, I should say, not that completely, but it's prutz of yeser me'eser. There are areas that are way more than 10 amos that border the sea. And he says kisasim dami. That's considered as if it's closed off. Why? It's prutz of yeser me'eser. It's got these big gaping holes on the fourth side. Yeah, but it's open to the sea. So that's fine. That's good enough. Why? Why is that fine? Why is that good enough? Well, think about it. If you hold that having three walls is still a Rishus HaYachid, it's just the problem is what? What's the problem if it's still a Rishus HaYachid? Why can't you carry when you have only three walls? What would be the issue? You might come to go right, walk right out of it and not even realize. Yeah, you'll probably realize if you walk into the ocean. Right? You'll probably recognize if you walk into the ocean. What? I'm not sure, but the Ma'arit seems to be assuming, seems to be working with this assumption that when you have three walls, that it's really Rishus HaYachid. That's why he says, I'm not worried about the Pirtzos on the fourth wall, because it's Paritz, but only to the ocean, and there's no concern that you're gonna walk right into it. L'chora, says Rav Shechter, when you have Rishus HaYachid that's Nifratz Liyam, you know, that's open to the sea, where on one side it's dry land, on the other side there's Yam, so it's a total hecker. You know that you're not going to, there's no reason to make a gzeira that you might unintentionally go into the place that's Asur, because everyone would realize it. So says Rav Shechter, would come out Pashut, that this whole Kula is only Shaykh if it's Beruach Revi'is. I mean, what's the whole kula of the Ma'arit? Because you already have three walls, and therefore it's already a Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, my only concern is, might you come to walk right out? Nah, it's in the sea. You're not going to come to walk right out into the sea. So says Rav Shechter, there were a lot of people that wanted to be Mekel in Manhattan based on the notion that there are Pirtzos Yeser Me'eser in a lot of places, but it all goes right into the sea. Manhattan is an island. So even in the places where there's Pirtzos, but those Pirtzos, Yeser Me'eser, were all over the place. They weren't just on one side. They're on all the different sides. And they said, oh look, Ma'arit says you can have a Pirtzos, Yeser Me'eser that opens up into the sea, so it's fine. But in Manhattan, it's not all on one side, it's all over the place. Why is that a problem? Because what's the basis of the Ma'arit? Why does it work to have a Pirtzos, Yeser Me'eser on one side? Because fundamentally, it's a Rishus HaYachid. What makes it a Rishus HaYachid? Three full walls, yeah. Manhattan, you don't have that. Meaning, if there are Pirtzos all over the place, on all sides. You don't have your three full walls. Mimeli, you're not going to be able to say such a kula. But Rosh Hashanah says anyway, he thinks this whole thing is incorrect. Because he already proved that aside from the idea of Parutz L'makom Asur, there's another reason you need the fourth wall, because it doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah when a place has only three walls. It actually has a din of a Karmelis. So the fact that we're not concerned, you can walk out into the ocean, that's fine, but anyway it's problematic because the whole place has a din of a Karmelis. So that's what Rav Shach says through Os Gimel. He says maybe though you could be miyashiv the shita of the Marit, that even he agrees to all of this, and he agrees that with three walls it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He's only makel when you have a mechitza that has pirtzos of yeser me'eser, but still fundamentally the mechitzas is omed meruba al aparitz, that there's more wall than there are breaches. So that din of Pirtzi Yasser Me'aser is not mevatel the entire status of Mechitza. The din of Pirtzi Yasser Me'aser is that you might come to walk out. That maybe that's Pshat in the Ma'arit. The Pshat in the Ma'arit is not that it was wide open on the fourth side because it's Pirtzi Yasser Me'aser. No, the Ma'arit agrees that when there are three walls around something, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. But he thinks there are four walls in this case. It's just that the pirtzi yeser me'eser carries with it a concern that you'll come to carry outside of it. If that's the case, then it would turn out that by Manhattan we're okay. That even if there are pirtzos, according to the Ma'arit, even if there are pirtzos yeser me'eser on in a lot of directions, as long as it's amen merubah l'parutz on all those directions, it would be okay according to the Ma'arit. But Rav Shachter ultimately says that even according to that hesber of the Ma'arit, it doesn't seem that we could be makel on this, because the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Shinai and Dalet, that if a kosel breaks down in the middle of Shabbos with a breach that's bigger than 10 amos, even though there's still more wall than there is breach, you don't say hol v'hutra hutra. That we don't pask that way. We don't say that it remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos. So it must be that the understanding of the din of Pirtzi Yasser Me'aser, it's as if that whole machitza is not there. So against that Ma'arit, and therefore he says that regardless of which understanding of the Ma'arit you're going to use, we're not going to be able to rely in a place that has Pirtzi Yasser Me'aser on multiple sides to assume that it's, even if it's to the ocean, to assume that it would be okay. Stop there.